From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister Zainuddin Amali affirms his support for youths in Indonesia's Y20 summit. 3 international airlines apply for resuming flights to Bali. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali has affirmed his support for all activities initiated in the U20 or Y20, a forum for prospective young leaders from all G20 countries. He believed that the young future leaders have a lot of creative thoughts and ideas that will help them grow, develop, and survive in this pandemic situation. The Y20 summit will take up 4 important global issues, including diversity and inclusion, as well as those related to legacies from previous presidencies, youth employment, digital transformation, and sustainable livable planet Earth. State-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura 1 or AP1 received application from 3 international airline companies to resume flights to Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali in March 2022. The 3 international airline companies are KLM Royal Dutch, Scoot Tiger Air, and Jetstar Airways. President Director of Angkasa Pura 1 Faik Fahmi noted that KLM Royal Dutch will fly 4 times a week on the Singapore Denpasar flight route. Scoot Tiger Air will recommence operating 3 flights per week on the Singapore Denpasar flight route. Meanwhile, Jetstar Airways will operate 3 flights a week on Singapore Denpasar, Sydney Denpasar, and Melbourne Denpasar flight routes. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno on Sunday flagged off L'Etape Indonesia by Tour de France bicycle race held at Mandalika Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara Province. L'Etape Indonesia by Tour de France marked the revival of West Nusa Tenggara tourism, which had been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The bike race is part of the series of activities organized ahead of the implementation of the Pertamina Mandalika Lombok MotoGP Circuit event scheduled for March 18 to 20, 2022. Let's move on to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday set out plans to scrap coronavirus restrictions as part of living with COVID strategy that aims to achieve a faster exit from the pandemic than other major economies. He will announce the repeal of any pandemic requirements that impinge on personal freedoms. Under the plans, which have been in the works for weeks, Britain will become the first major European country to allow people who know they are infected with COVID-19 to freely use shops, public transport, and go to work. Johnson said on Sunday he did not want people to throw cautions to the wind, and there was no case for a complacency. But the vaccine rollout meant the government wanted to move from state mandating to encouraging personal responsibility. Among adults, 81% have been boosted in England. Australia on Monday fully reopened its international borders to travelers vaccinated against the coronavirus after nearly 2 years of pandemic-related closings as tourists returned and hundreds of people were reunited with family and friends. More than 50 international flights will reach the country through the day, including 27 touching down in Sydney, as the tourism and hospitality sectors look to rebuild after getting hammered by COVID-19 restriction. As borders fully reopened, Australia's outbreak of the Omicron coronavirus variant appears to have passed its peak, with hospital admissions steadily falling over the past 3 weeks. The bulk of Australia's pandemic total of about 2.7 million confirmed cases has been detected since the emergence of Omicron in late November. Total deaths stood at 4,929. Oil prices gained more than $1 in early trade on Monday on rising jitters over the potential conflict between Russia and Ukraine, with the United States and European Union making clear Russia would face sanctions if it invaded its neighbor. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Russia would be cut off from the international financial markets and denied access to major export needed to modernize its economy if it invaded Ukraine. Brent crude futures were up $1.34 or 1.4% at $94.88 a barrel. After hitting a high of $95 in early trade, U.S. West Texas Intermediate or WTI crude futures were up $1.68 or 1.8% at $92.75 a barrel after hitting a high of $92.93. The death toll from torrential rains that triggered flash floods and landslides in the scenic Brazilian city of Petrópolis has risen to 152, authorizers said on Sunday. Rescue workers and residents searching for their missing relatives continued digging through the mountains of mud and rubble in the southeastern city. Police said 165 remain missing after Tuesday's storm. It is unlikely any more will be found alive beneath the wreckage. So far, 124 bodies have been identified, including 28 children. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on Indonesia calls world leaders to avoid rivalry and tensions. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls world leaders to stop rivalry and tensions in various regions so that the world recovery process is not disrupted. During a virtual speech at the opening of the first G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Thursday, President Joko Widodo appealed to the world leaders to focus on synergizing and collaborating to save and revive the world. He further stated that on one hand, the revival of one region will revive another. On the other hand, the collapse of one area will also collapse other areas. Thereby, he emphasized that such a situation is not the time to put forward rivalries or create new tensions that disrupt the world's recovery. Moreover, causing conflict may endanger the safety of the world, as it is happening in Ukraine nowadays. The president also said that global uncertainty must be faced by working together to control inflation, which tends to increase. In addition, synergistic cooperation is also needed to anticipate food scarcity and increase in prices, as well as to overcome the scarcity of containers and other logistic chains. According to an energy analyst for the Netherlands-based financial service provider Rabobank, there are several economic impacts that the world might face if the conflict in Ukraine does not end peacefully, or Russia receives economic sanctions. The Ukraine conflict is said to be able to push up oil prices, which have already reached the level of $90 per barrel to $125 per barrel. Meanwhile, the price of gas and major metals will also increase. Other major commodities that will also be affected are wheat, barley, corn, and sunflowers, because Russia and Ukraine are the main producers of these agricultural products. In addition, a prolonged conflict will also push the inflation rate in a higher direction. Hopefully, President Joko Widodo's call to stop rivalry and tensions in various regions so that the world recovery process is not disrupted will receive a positive response from world leaders. Many parties are optimistic that the meeting of ministers of finance and central bank governors of the G20 countries can formulate fiscal and monetary policy measures that are in synergy between countries. So efforts to solve world problems can become a reality. It is fitting that the devastation caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is repaired together in accordance with the theme of the Indonesian G20 presidency, namely, recover together, recover stronger. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
History starts with the event on February 21, 1949, when Tan Malaka passed away. Tan Malaka, or Ibrahim Datuk Sutan Malaka, is a fighter for Indonesian independence, the founder of the Murba Party, and is one of Indonesia's national heroes. After Indonesian independence, Tan Malaka became one of the pioneers of the left wing. He was also involved in the July 3, 1946 incident, an attempt to seize power or a coup by the opposition, the United Struggle Group, against the government of Syahrir II cabinet in Indonesia. He formed the Struggle Union and was said to be the mastermind behind the kidnapping of Sutan Syahrir, who was then Prime Minister. Because of this, he was thrown in prison without having been tried for 2.5 years. Presidential Decree No. 53, which was signed by President Sukarno on March 28, 1963, designated Tan Malaka as a national hero. The next event is that in 1972, Luna 20 landed on the moon. Luna 20 was the second most successful of the three spacecraft on the moon landing mission by the Soviet Union. It entered lunar orbit on February 18, 1972, and on February 21, 1972, it landed on the moon in a mountainous area known as Terra Apollonis. When returned to Earth on February 22, 1972,
Luna 20 managed to bring 30 grams of sand and lunar rock samples collected in a sealed capsule. Luna 20 finally managed to land in the Soviet Union on February 25, 1972. We end today in story with the event in 2000 when World Mother Language Day was commemorated for the first time. World Mother Language Day is commemorated every February 21st. This activity is carried out to raise awareness of linguistic diversity, culture, and multilingualism. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, established World Mother Language Day on November 17, 1999, and was formally adopted at the United Nations General Assembly through a resolution issued in 2008. And listener, that was today in history.
But I
listener voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated, the Indonesian G20 presidency encourages concrete steps for three priority areas, namely the global health architecture, digital economic transformation, and energy transition. Erlangga Hartarto, in a written statement last Thursday, February 17, said, in the health sector, an important aspect promoted by the Indonesian presidency is the global response and inclusiveness in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic, especially for the affordability and accessibility of vaccine and strengthening the global health architecture. Regarding digital transformation efforts, Erlangga said, Indonesia emphasized the importance of the availability of the digital infrastructure or hardware, such as fiber optic networks, so that various digital platforms can be affordable and easily accessible. He gave an example of a government program, namely the pre-employment card, as part of digital transformation in the form of digital training mechanism to improve the quality of Indonesian human resources. Training in the form of skilling, reskilling, and upskilling is done digitally. The pre-employment card is also a semi-social assistance platform for people affected by the pandemic. For the energy transition, Indonesia is reviewing the appropriate financing mechanism in order to realize transformation steps that are driven by investment in renewable energy. The sector is being developed in various regions in Indonesia, including related to hydropower and diesel, carbon capture and storage technology, all of which require a large amount of financing. Erlangga also added, in line with the Glasgow Climate Pact, Indonesia has also launched an innovating financing scheme in order to accelerate the closures of coal-based power plants. He revealed Indonesia is cooperating with the Asian Development Bank ADB through the energy transition mechanism and utilizing ammonia gas for power generation. For that, innovative financing solution and scheme and international support are really needed, and this is in line with the Glasgow's commitment. The focus of Indonesian government regarding the electricity aspect is affordability and availability of technology and commitment to implementation.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Semua yang datang bergaya ceria.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Biak Numfor is one of the regencies in Papua Province, Indonesia. The Regency consists of two small islands, namely Biak and Numfor Island, including more than 42 tiny islands such as Padaido Island, which has become the main development activities of many people. Padaido comes from the local language, which means the beauty that is unrevealed. According to research conducted by the Biodiversity Conservation Network, Padaido Island is one of places whose biodiversity of coral ecosystem is the largest in the world. There is a coral reef rehabilitation center so that the existence of marine tourism potential on the island is well ordered. The island has 95 species of rock and 155 species of fish, such as various kinds of sharks and octopus, as well as various maritime wealth. Padaido Island is a cluster of rocky islands consisting of 30 islands in the Pacific Ocean on the eastern part of Biak Island. Padaido Island has around 9,000 hectares of coral reef. If you are in Biak and want to visit Padaido Island, you can go to Tip Top Port in Biak and rent a speedboat to Padaido Island. Trip to cross the sea takes around 3 hours. Along the trip, you can see some dolphins which appear on the surface of the blue ocean. It looks beautiful. If you go to Padaido Island, you have to be careful when low tide. Low tide can endanger ships or boats because there are many kinds of rock surrounding the sea. On Padaido Island, you can see beautiful undersea scenery such as a cave. To see the cave, you have to dive until 12 meters deep. In addition, you can also see shipwreck, carcasses of aircraft, and some ex-war equipment. We suggest you dive in the sea during hot weather so that reflection of sunlight can illuminate to a depth of 15 meters, so you don't need to carry a searchlight. If you want to stay at night, you can stay near Padaido Island. The lodging is not luxurious, but it can be a comfortable place to stay there. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
yang ku puja.
Feels like a blank slate, kembali dari nol. Pertobatan, metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terpeluh, di hujan peluh. Bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh, ombak menerpa. Ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah. Segala badai ombak hidup lalu rendah. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa.
Engkau yang ku puja.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Tetangga Baru. I'm going to present you a conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. This conversation is between Kevin and his new neighbor.
Hi, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pindah, pindah, which means move. Baru pindah, which means just moved. Hari ini, which means today. Saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. Semoga Anda betah di sini. Semoga Anda betah di sini, which means I hope you enjoy living here. Ibu kamu ada. Ibu kamu ada, which means is your mother here? Beliau baru datang. Beliau baru datang, which means she just come. Beliau baru pergi. Beliau baru pergi, which means she just left. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. In Indonesian, the word baru, which means just, is used to state an event which just happened. To state the thing, the word baru is followed by a verb, such as pindah, which means move. Pergi, which means go. And datang, which means come. For example, saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. Another example of the word usage of baru, which means just, that shows an event which just happens, can be found in this following dialogue. Ibu kamu ada, which means is your mother here? Ada, beliau baru datang. Ada, beliau baru datang, which means yes, she is. She just come. Beliau baru pergi. Beliau baru pergi, which means she just left. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hai, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tapi tergoda yang lainnya.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kini Baru Kau Rasa by Dewi Yul. Raden Ayu Dewi Pujiati, or popular name as Dewi Yul, is well known not only as a singer, but also as an actress. This song, Kini Baru Kau Rasa, is a pop genre one, and this is Dewi Yul's hit song, which was popular in 1993. The song, which was composed by Amin Ivo, was later sung by Dewi Yul with the keroncong music genre. This song is about someone who regrets having uncared for someone he loves. Well, listener, here is Dewi Yul with the keroncong song, Kini Baru Kau Rasa. Happy listening!
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adela. See you on the next English program.